Well, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today. We are honored today to have with us Dr. Athea Nance, the Regional Administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency South Central Region. Dr. Nance, how are you today?
Oh, very well, thanks.
Great. And as part of the New Mexico Environment Department's celebration of National Women's History Month and Earth Day, we would love the opportunity to get to know you a little bit better before. Before we begin, here's some background of Dr. Nance for our viewers. Dr. Athea Nance was appointed by President Biden as the EPA Regional Administrator for Region 6 in December of 2021. She is an environmental engineer who has for two decades worked with communities at disproportionate risk of environmental hazards. Dr. Nance has earned a PhD degree in environmental engineering from Stanford University and MS and BS degrees in civil and environmental engineering from the University of California, Davis. She has been registered as a professional civil engineer for 25 years and a certified floodplain manager for 12 years. As a professor and graduate student, she conducted a community-based research after Hurricane Katrina, also during the Deepwater Horizon oil spill and in communities without safe water and sanitation in Brazil and Mozambique. Dr. Nance is the first African-American woman to be appointed as the EPA Regional Administrator for Region 6. Thank you so much again for doing this with us today, Dr. Nance. So, Dr. Nance, please tell us about yourself and how you came to be the EPA Regional Administrator for Region 6.
Thank you, George. As you said, I have a background as an engineer. I also have a background as an interdisciplinary scholar, doing work that kind of covers both engineering as well as social impacts and environmental justice. And so I found that I was working in the Gulf Coast because I came down after Hurricane Katrina, and I got the opportunity to work with many of the leading environmental groups in the Gulf Coast. And so I worked on flood mitigation, I worked on environmental issues, and I ended up doing a lot of community work. And so while I was working at an HBCU in Houston, that's when I was appointed to this position. And I believe it's because not only of my engineering background, but because I was well connected in the region, I had already been doing environmental justice work for a long time. And it's that combination of experiences, I believe, is why I was selected.
Absolutely. No, that is definitely does, it all adds up to something. Your past work does include working closely with the environmental justice communities who live with the cumulative effects of pollution. Can you tell us what environmental justice means to you and how you bring that perspective of these communities to your work at EPA?
Sure. To me, environmental justice means that there are no more sacrifice zones. There are zones and areas where people live and they believe they've been sacrificed because no matter what they do and no matter what the conditions are, they experience an absolute disproportionate impact of pollution. And so environmental justice tries to eliminate those sacrifice zones. And in my work, I found that there are two things that are really important for those of us who are trying to strive for justice. The first is to have partnerships with the community, not just one-off meetings, not just listening sessions, but creating a long-term partnership and building trust with communities so that you can understand what they're living with, so that they can trust you to work on their behalf. And then the second thing is to strive for better protection. They actually need better protection. It's not just the meetings, but it's also doing things to change the analysis, to strive for better protection in the permit, in whatever it is we're working with to add their protection to it. So those are the two things, and we all play a part in this. It's a personal commitment as well as a policy position. And I believe that environmental justice takes all of us working, no matter what our background, no matter what position we might have in the organization, that everyone has a role to bring justice to people who are living in those zones.
Absolutely, and I definitely appreciate that, Dr. Nance. It's not a talking session. There has to be some type of change made. I definitely agree with that. Now, your background in working with communities also gives you a unique place in the field of environmental engineering. What types of approaches or changes would you like to see bring a broader, more inclusive perspective to engineering and environmental?
I'm really strongly in support of interdisciplinarity, which means bringing different disciplines to bear, going beyond engineering and science, really looking at the social sciences and bringing those in, and understanding that what people are experiencing is the full breadth of what, you know, we call disciplines, but they're experiencing everything. They need help in every way. And in many ways, traditional training in engineering, which I have, it really misses training in how to communicate with everyday people, how to translate, you know, engineering knowledge into ways where people, everybody can understand and take action on it. And so to me, that interdisciplinarity is really a key element of my own training that makes it possible for me to do the work. Another thing is to actually calculate the risk and the impacts to communities. Oftentimes I've noticed that projects are done, permits are written, and no one has actually calculated what that risk is before and after the project or before and after the permit, doing the economic analysis. What are the benefits and costs to the community? These are things that are often missing from the analysis. And I believe that unless we actually do that analysis and include the community impacts in what we're doing, it'll be hard for us to stop the continued injustice that exists. So those are the two things, interdisciplinarity and calculating the impacts on communities.
Absolutely. Again, Dr. Nance, we want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. And one last question for you. We're always looking for new ideas on how we want to celebrate Earth Day this year. How are you going to celebrate Earth Day this year?
Well, I'm going to do two really fun things. I'm going to be giving a speech on Earth Day at a conference. It's a big conference. I'm looking forward to that here in Texas. And then I'm also going to be participating in Field Day at a historically Black college and university in the Dallas area, where I'll be recruiting students for environmental justice positions at the EPA. And I'll also be observing the urban food gardens there at that HBCU. So those are my two events for the day.
Wow, those sound very eventful. I wish we could be there with you, Dr. Nance. Again, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us today. And we hope to talk to you soon. And I'm pretty sure we will in the future.
Thank you so much, George. It's been great.
Absolutely. Have a great day, Dr. Nance.